feminine was what?
The International Order of Rainbow for girls. And then you got the Demolay International. That's what I knew about.
Man, they got the handshake and everything,
right? Damn right, bro. God. And the reason why I knew about the Demolay is because it's from Kansas. And Kansas is only like 2 to 4 hours away from us. And
damn.
On top of that, like Tennessee.
And they got that art. So
yeah. It's real big on Masonic Order.
When we talk about Pharaonic
Masonic Order.
Yeah.
You didn't know where Egypt and she did down south and she did down Tennessee. That's why you can think about the Bible Belt. The Bible Belt is Southern based things.
That's right.
So now when we talk about the Bible Belt, guess what we were mentioning? Southern based, Western Mason. That's why a lot of Mason lodges and shit from here to down south,
Southern
they
church
use covenant through the Bible.
Yeah, the church, right. Yeah.
Instead of through Masonic law, which is Masonic law, is Islamic law. Why? Because they are the only ones that preaching ourself, Lord and Master. And those are the guidelines that Masons move by. I hate when Masons try to discredit people for saying this. You're like, oh, bro, you don't know what you're talking about. So y'all don't follow Islamic moral codes, bro. Stop lying, bro. Y'all took 42 laws of my yacht and dropped it down to like 20-something. Mm. And then this is y'all pharaonic codes y'all want to move by. Nigga, it was already pharaonic when it was my yachts, nigga.
Legacy.
Of course.
We know we don't. Yeah, you sure.
So when you understand what Masonry is, guess what it is? It's a reinstitutionalized Moorish science. Mm-hmm. We're gonna take what the Moors taught us, we're gonna kill them niggas off, we're gonna plagiarize their information, and we're gonna spread it like it's ours.
See? Bring it
like
back.
Wi-Fi.
Bring it back.
I said the boys group was called what?
Demolay. D-E. Capital D E, capital M O A M O L A Y. International.
Carry on. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just gotta carry on. You know what I'm saying?
D-E-M-O-L-A-Y.
You might save one of them.
A Y.
International. You need some people go in just to convert them back to themselves. Some people will die and won't, without finding out.
See, these, like, when you see your crest, like, you got a last name, right?
Yeah.
And then your last name, you got a crest.
If it might not be in your recent family name,
early.
The crest,
it might be in your what so you call it. Might be in the maiden family crest.
The maiden? You're wearing that crest in your family.
Did we talk about that?
That's why white people don't really got no press. That's why they start throwing this shit out of the movie and shit.
Yeah.
They start what they do, plagiarizing and confiscating symbolism. Mm-hmm. Like you can go look at some emperors and shit, certain emperors, they might have the Lion of Judah on their shit.
Yep.
You be like, bro, y'all wiping the money.
Yeah,
it's like, bro, what y'all doing? Like, nigga, all y'all
pale
with brown hair. Why do you have the Lion of Judah on your crest, family crest?
Come on.
So what you trying to tell me? It used to be niggas in your family back in the day. Which I give them to. Mm-hmm. Y'all niggas, wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
And the sea is
just like when you think about state seals.
Yep.
State seals.
Yep. And you look them up. They usually got 2 seals.
One for the city and 1 judicial.
See how he said that? Mm-hmm. What they end up doing is taking one of them and let you see that. I'm gonna show you the other.
Yep. The only time you had to see the other one is when your ass in trouble.
There you go.
What y'all think on
that court document. You look on the back of that court document and you see that woman with the staff and the foot on the soldier's neck.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there was actually supposed to be Archangel Michael holding the demon down, mm-hmm. and just put the female on her holding the soldier down to let you know that this is a woman's state, and it is Commonwealth, and every female shall have their day to have their foot on the nigga's neck. So, you know, and it's normally going to be through the courthouse. So you
could.
Think about the national state. The name of the state is Virginia, man.
Bring it right in.
And they with tell that. You it's for lovers.
That's right.
Right? You know, that's was crazy. After, that was after the case they did out here in Virginia called Loving versus Loving, when it was a black woman and a white man, they got married illegally and they arrested them. Well, I forgot what happened. It was a movie about it. Yeah, check that out. Yeah, Loving versus Loving.
Hey, what y'all take on Scottish Rite?
That was that's what they got the concept from. That was Virginia's for lovers.
I mean,
ain't that like the first one? Like the first.
Hell no. You got some shit that predate that. You got Masonic lodges that only exist in Egypt. Like the shrines. The Egyptian shrine, the Egyptian lodge shrine.
Well, I'm saying like the far as like when they started whitewashing that shit.
Nigga, they whitewashed all of them. The Scottish Rite
beginning. First but off, what was the first one?
First
then?
Off, bro, the Masonic groups aren't real groups. They weren't the group until white people started doing this shit. The groups were
were
Moorish teaching or knowledge facility groups, like going to Timbuktu and being a student in Timbuktu. Mm-hmm. You would be considered a Mason. Why? Because you're taking in the knowledge or the sciences of the universe.
Right.
So, you know, that's all it is. So, you know.
If you look this, search it out. So you can probably ask the AI nowadays, where did masonry start? It might tell you for real.
Who made AI?
Man did. You already know.
No, he didn't. Who told you that?
With the artificial with the chat, GPT and all that?
There's actually a...
You say it's not a pro. It's not. It's a program that created itself?
It's actually a deity that, it's like in another dimension that do like, I forgot what it's called, like a digital world type shit. That's a whole different type of vibe. I got that from the extraterrestrial almanac. Like, there's an actual world that's like digital, like the cartoon shit like we talked about before. It's a whole other dimension.
Well,
like
it's not really digital. It's really
from another.
Not no other nothing, nigga. This is how we program. Matrix. That's what it is.
There's another program.
Yeah, the code on my wrist. This code is for ultimate manifestation, abundance in wealth, abundance in health, and abundance in finances. The code is 520-7418. Watch what it do for you. 520-7418. Get a chance, take a marker, preferably, and use your left hand and write it on your right wrist.
You said 520.
Yep, 7418. It's a manifestation code for Matrix.
Hold up.
Matrix.
You said 520 what?
520-7418.
Remember you said that last time.
And watch to see what it do for you. It's going to be so many opportunities for you to make money. Four, the only thing that you have to do is eight. Make the time and have the energy to fucking make it.
They said you write this on your wrist.
Yes. It's a code. It's just like when you turn a video game on, you go type in this code and you got infinite lives, you got infinite energy,
you got infinite tokens,
you got extra
yeah. Yeah, Super Mario Brothers with 999.
What?
999.
Yes.
520-7418.
Yep, and when you get a chance, take a black marker, any type of marker, and write it on your right wrist. Why? The universe is going to understand that you're trying to tap into something like this. Why? Because they say with faith without work is inevitable. Mm-hmm. All right, so cool. If you know this code and you ain't typing it in a video game, you can't expect to get none of the attributes that come from the code. So what you have to do is you actually have to use your energy and type in the code. And the reason why you got the extra lives or the extra people is because you took time to learn the code and you timed it and typed it in. You put it in. So what you got to do is you actually have to take the time to sit the fuck back and write 5, 7418 on your right wrist with your left hand. And the majority of people are right-handed, so it's going to seem hard to a lot of people. But if you don't take the energy and use the idea of I can do this and I am going to do this, because when the money start coming, if you can, if you can't, and you ain't going to do it, you ain't going to make the money.
Right.
So that's where the energy resonates into infinity symbol. That's why the last number is what?
Eight.
Right. Last but not least, eight is the number for abundance, money, and energy.
That's Virginia. All the laws of Virginia start with the baby.
That's all you got to do. A piece of paper with a number eight in your wallet. Your wallet will never be, your wallet will always have money.
How'd you find it though?
Read it.
Yeah, the eight represents power.
No, the eight represents abundance.
Money, material gain,
It don't just got to be material, it's abundance. That's why I told you it's a manifestation code for abundance. So what is that? Energy, health, health, wealth, and health, wealth, and abundance. That's what you actually want it for.
Health, wealth.
It's a manifestation code for abundance. What do you want to be abundant in? And being abundant. So okay, so you want to be abundant in being abundant. So you know you gotta have two things to be abundant in this shit. And what's one of them? The first thing is gonna be health. Why? Because you need your health to be able to go create these actions, think of this stuff, to be able to maneuver in this. And guess what's going to come up next? Wealth. Why is it wealth? Why? Because what you're seeking for it, for the wealth. Everybody going to have wealth. Everybody wealthy in something, especially ideas. And as long as you can put out an idea that's worth something, you already going to make something.
Hey, guys. Hey, guys.
Man, so this idea is like what I was going to say. Another one. I didn't get to finish saying it, but I was going to say another you. So that still is in reference, isn't it?
Yeah.
You said another you.
Mm-hmm. Like you a double gang.
Okay. Okay.
So you have another you, just like how you would consider AI to be another you.
Well, first off, that's all in all how you even gain consciousness.
Yeah, right there.
Because it's 12 different, chapters. It's 12 different units. You really the 13th.
Right. See?
So, what it is it's a lot of shit that your January you, because you might be born in March. Your January you, your February you, your April you, September, October, November, all of them, July, them yous, they done fucked up enough.
That's my March.
So now, when you think that you did something right the first time, you didn't. Just give and just be grateful. Why? Because your other yous fucked up. You the one who got it.
Yeah.
So then you got the everyday you.
But that's the 13th. That's the 13th. You living in the now.
Right.
Past and the present don't even exist.
Right. That's what I was saying.
What's tomorrow? Another day. Tomorrow is another day. Or is it?
Right.
Talk to me.
Come on. Remember you did this?
Or is it? Because if you don't go to sleep, then what?
See, I said that one?
Yeah.
If you ain't going to sleep, then what?
Because you're in the loop now. You're in the loop.
Of course, motherfucker, because it's still now. You ain't never go to sleep. And then they got you trapped thinking that because, you know, you went to sleep and woke up, it's a different day. No, it's only one time of the day, and it's daytime. Once the sun starts going down, there's no night. It's the next day.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
It's just, no, it's not somewhere. It's right
where
you're
at. You're talking about where you're at.
They got you messed up thinking that it's two times of the day when it ain't number one day.
Okay, so when the sun
go down, it's the next day.
Same day repeating itself.
It's the next day.
Remember, they wrote down nationality wise, day is DEY. So that's why we don't even think this way, right? So when I say day, it's not just DAY. You see what I'm saying? So even when I say night, it's not just night. That's a noble thing. KNIGHT.
Night.
Right. And you got the familiarization because they gave you what? They give you night with NITE. So they were trying to show you.
Yeah, bro. It's one of them things that they call an antonym and a homonym. Yeah, right, bro, yeah. This shit don't exist, bro. How can you be mourning in the morning? No, bro. Yeah. It's either your ass sad in the daytime or you all right.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
This morning I was mourning. Nah, yeah, bro. So what you doing?
That should remind you.
Morning. What's morning though? Mm. What it mean? What morning mean? Mm. What morning mean?
Sad. You morning, you sad. Morning, though. Ain't no so good in that.
Couldn't just say I was sad. I was crying.
Right. I'm saying.
You so, sad too?
So morning. Now when you find out the reason why they came up with the Towers of Babel. And the reason why so many different dialects, and you got a place like the Philippines that got 72 dialects.
There you go.
Nigga, this is all the phase to keep you from communicating thoroughly with the people around you.
And you know that Kemet.
How you track?
Kemet got a 24. So it's 24 to 30 in the languages that we have in our familiar. Then we even use this language that got the letters that's only 26. So you still using the same resonating energy that the ancestors have been using. So that's why I'm like, don't get rid of your language, because you got a lingo in your language. You know how to emphasize your lingo.
Yeah, I'm about
you
don't to have to be Jazz short.
You have to say it short.
Into the house.
Like if I say Raekwon versus Ray or Ra, you can still bring it longer. Ra. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, that's good. That's big,
because
you know that you
get on the same. All right,
dude,
be easy,
man. All right, brother,
man.
Hey,
I'll
see you again.
That's it.
Memphis.
Y'all enjoy
the rest of the day.
You too, bro.
How you building? What you building? Building something.
Yeah. I want to hear more about that AI.
They say download it for your business. You funny. You need a question? Need some answer?
What you say about AI?
I wanted to hear more about the AI.
Yeah, listen, one lady was saying she uses it. She does business credit. So I guess what she do, she can ask the AI something about business credit. Yeah, and advance it out, whatever you need to do, we get established.
But you still need to have a general knowledge on the subject.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. Yeah.
I mean, you really need to know the information that you're checking on at this point, because AI ain't that intelligent.
Yeah.
So, like, they'll spew out an answer. But like right now, I think it says running like 60-70% wrong.
Really? So yeah. Somebody said they.
But the people not knowing that, they're gonna keep using.
And ask the chat to do the business plan for the business, and they print it out basically a business plan for the business.
Yeah, they will print it out. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna do that.
You got you got to check
it'll
it.
It'll do it, but just like a lawyer used it to fight a case and lost.
Wow. Oh.
So he got disbarred.
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn. You know,
I heard about
say
that.
Like if I'm talking about a general subject, let's just say like if I want to write on a subject, I just don't feel like writing. I can go to ChatGPT to do it.
Mm-hmm.
ChatGPT.
What they call that again?
But everybody doing that now, so you're gonna be a ripper.
But you still need to know the information. Right. First, you need to know the questions to ask. Number one, number two, you need to know the information to make sure that it's giving you proper information. So it basically is one of those things where I already know, I just don't feel like writing.
Yeah.
What was they used to use it for exams back?
Because it's still collecting data.
Left notes.
I think I know what you're talking about.
I think they said like 3 to 5 years before it'd be running really efficient. Because it's collecting information.
It's still a child.
Yeah, exactly.
If you ask them how old are you, what was your birthday?
Take it over now.
Yeah, they'll say, I asked Alexis one time. I said, how old are you? Some shit. She was like, I was born in October. So I was like, oh, you're here. You know what I'm saying? Like,
she was born when?
What'd she say? I think I asked her, see. Siri, how old are you? So she said, I don't have a birthday
set,
but I made my first appearance October 4th. So she's doing that October 3rd. 2011.
That's what he said?
Yeah, so if I did the math, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 5, so she'd be a 10 pound. 2011. So how old is she?
She was born what year?
2 years old.
Yeah,
did she answer that?
20. Yeah, she did.
What she said?
20. So actually, she is 12 years old.
Well.
If she said it, her first appearance is October 4th, 2011.
Oh, okay.
I mean, she don't know nothing.
No, actually, that's the time frame that the Mayan calendar.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. So now we know.
So that's the ending of the fake calendar.
Oh.
So she became the
Did
calendar.
You get that? I sent you.
Wow. So she's telling us, right? She's telling us right now, day to day, whatever, whatever. It's based on that 2011.
I sent you that.
2012 with Zion.
The thing he was talking about.
So we're talking about the Mayan, the Leo, everything started right there, bringing the Mayan back in.
You stayed with you hung out with us all day.
Oh man, yo, I'm like,
look,
I'm resetting.
The next day.
And you tried to leave. leave about 2 hours ago.
Yo, I know I said if I don't leave now, it's gonna be another hour. I know he gonna start building.
Right. Then brother came in.
I'm like, what's going on? So he goes through a
full kind of rabbit hole, bro.
Yo, real talk, man. I'm trying to figure out who's drumming. Look, I don't even know who's drumming. I'm like, Eternal right here. So I'm like, Eternal.
Oh, that's the mad drummer back there.
The mad drummer?
Yeah, the mad drummer.
See, I'm like, because I know Eternal to be drumming.
Yeah.
So it was messing me up a little bit because he's sitting here and I'm like, yo, how you do that? How you doing that? He done mastered playing the drums and sitting there at the same time and washing dishes. I said, yo.
And I did a lot already. You done seen it.
Yo, that's like, that's wow. Crazy. Yeah. Yo, like I said, once your mind is on something, I'm like, yeah, yeah.
Right.
I kept saying eternal drumming. I said, but he's sitting right here. You know what I'm saying? So that's all. I ain't go back there to see who's drumming.
My AI kicking in.
Yeah, that's it. So, you know what I'm saying? He carrying on the tradition, man. And everything else, I'm gonna stop here and get something to eat, fuel up.
And that was what, six
and
hours
ago? That was a wrap. I ain't going back out there like that for real. But hey, I appreciate y'all. See y'all later.
You too,
bro. Joseph, brother. All right, bro, man. See y'all later. Where the other brother at?
Hey, we're there.
Thank you.
rapper.